They are both graduates of the Juilliard School of Music in New York, and Peter is a principal in the New York Philharmonic, a member. Keep correcting me. And Marie is the substitute for the Philharmonic. And you also teach at Nyack College. And of course, Dan Donner is our registrar, but prior in his former life, taught choral music at Penn State. So please welcome them.
We're very happy to be here tonight. There was one little passage from the Romans 11 that was read earlier tonight. But do not become proud, but stand in awe, meaning have an awe of an awesome God. And that kind of attitude or as we an active verb that we was talking about earlier is, and that kind of love affair that was spoken of earlier with Jesus Christ is something that is very special to both Marie and I. And we, every time we perform, we like to try to include music of Johann Sebastian Bach. And the reason, one of the reasons for that is that he is without a doubt the greatest composer that ever lived, but also that he had a love affair with Jesus Christ. And every piece that he wrote, which is, we only have about two-thirds of the music that still survives, but every piece he dedicated to the glory of God, whether it was a cantata, a passion, one of the passions, or a mass, or even the secular music, the Brandenburg concertos, or harpsichord concertos, flute sonatas, whatever it was all dedicated to God's glory. And we have one short piece, an excerpt from Cantata 113, and it describes, the text of this, it describes Jesus taking on our sins, and what a wonderful joy that is, and what peace that we derive from the fact that we don't have to bear our sins anymore. So we'd like to start the concert with this short excerpt from Cantata 113. Oh, and one other thing, it's just, Bach many times has, his music is just overwhelmingly joyful and full of praise and quite radical for his day. And you can often think of the story of David when the ark was brought back to Jerusalem. And he was dancing in the streets naked, and he was just totally consumed by his passion for God, his belief in God. And that's often what Bach is expressing, is just incredible joy. next piece we'd like to play is the a meditation from the opera Thais by Massenet.
Thank you. a little bit here. And I'm going to do a suite of seven short movements. And so count carefully. Three will be Swedish and four will be Norwegian. It's just the way it works out. So, the Swedish Dances by Max Brook. Arranged for flute from the violin pieces, in case anyone's familiar with them. And the Grieg, four Norwegian folk songs. And if you can tell me where they come from, that would be great, because I don't know.
Thank you. Sorry, that was 8 pieces, not 7. So you're not. Just so you thought you weren't too tired to count. But. Two more pieces, folks. This is a romance by Max Brooks.